Back to the Big Easy for Bills coach Doug Marrone. Back to New Orleans, where he was offensive coordinator for 3 years. To the Saints, where he played as a backup offensive lineman in 1989. Marrone was on the Saints roster for a game in Buffalo, a memorable game, December 1989, when New Orleans plugged in third stringer John Forcade at quarterback, and he engineered an upset win over the Bills in the snow.
I was here for that. It was pretty amazing. What I remember from that game was, we had all the elements that day. You know, it was rain, it was sleet, it was snow, it was cold. Obviously, all the fans were here. And Steve Trapillo, who was the offensive guard, and Steve was a great player. He's passed away now. But I remember him taking his helmet, going over to the heater, and he put the helmet too close to the heater, and it just vaporized. And, he's scrambling around the sideline looking, for a helmet. So I just threw him my helmet, and he went right back in there. So, I remember that day well. That was a good win for us.
In his 15th year as a coach, Doug Marrone went back to New Orleans, hired by Saints new head coach Sean Payton, and promoted from offensive line coach with the Jets to offensive coordinator in New Orleans.
Doug was someone who I'd met before, and he was working. He was still under contract with the Jets and finally was able to get out of his contract and had a chance to interview him and felt really, really comfortable with his expertise and his ability to teach.
We knew a lot of the same people, and we had met once before. Actually, we had met at a Dallas Stadium at a country music concert. It was Jimmy Buffett, Alan Jackson, and George Strait. So, we had met there. He was with his wife, Coach Zimmer, who is the defensive coordinator now at Cincinnati, was his wife, and I was with my wife. And that was really the first time that we met. And then when the opportunity came available and he became the head coach, after my time with New York, then we started talking.
Sean Payton says it was tough to attract coaching talent to his first staff in New Orleans. It was the early winter of 2006, just months from the destruction and devastation of Hurricane Katrina. Marrone went to the Crescent City with eyes wide open.
It was tough. I think that I've said it many times that the pictures and the reports and the correspondence of what actually happened or what actually occurred really didn't do it any justice to how much damage was done. And the one thing that I thought when I went down, I couldn't believe it, as far as, what it caused, in the city, with everyone leaving. But the one thing that was, so promising was just the resilient effort of the people in that region to make sure that they were going to come back. And I think, I've said this before, that it's amazing when you think what the human spirit can do. And I think, that motivated us, as a group of coaches.
The Saints had a role to play in the recovery in New Orleans, didn't they? And I think a lot about that Monday night game, a big win against Atlanta, the first home game since the hurricane.
It's one of those special moments. I think, we went on the road. We went at Cleveland, at Green Bay, and won both of those games. And then we were coming home. And we were coming home to a place where I don't know if people can really put in perspective. We remember the Superdome as being that safe haven for people, where they were staying at the Dome and all those nights, and they had to go through all that, restructure for all the damage that was done to it. And then now all of a sudden you take it from an evac point, during a major crisis. Now all of a sudden you're going to play a sports game in there. And I'll always remember, and I've said this before, we're getting ready to play, and it was almost like the start of, here we are, we're back. New Orleans is back and this region is back. And I remember, and I don't normally do this, but right before kickoff, I remember looking back into the stands, and I remember in the first couple rows, people were crying. And I remember saying to myself, this, it's amazing what this game can do and what we can do as an organization to really change the belief of coming back. And the fans had a lot to do with that too for us.
Since he's been here in Buffalo, Marrone has talked to his players here about a higher calling, an opportunity the players have to provide hope and inspiration for the long-suffering Bills fans. It's a concept he saw during the Katrina comeback in New Orleans.
I think I started to realize that, in my experiences down in New Orleans. I think I had some of that when I was a player in Syracuse when Coach Mack was there. I saw some of that, during my journey as a football coach, but I don't think I saw it as much and it didn't hit me as much as until I was down in New Orleans.
Doug Marrone is back down in New Orleans this weekend, and even though he says he'll be focused on the game and only the game when he takes the field at the Superdome, he will always consider New Orleans an important part of his growth and development as a coach. At One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy for Bills Focus.